hospital on Boxing Day. Rail commuters across Europe are paying a lot less for season tickets than those in the UK, according to the Campaign for Better Transport. It also says some passengers in Britain will be even worse off next week when new fare rises come in. But Edward Welsh from the Association of Train Operating Companies insists everything is being done to bring overheads down.
We understand times are tough for many people. That's why we're working with our partners in the railways to bring down the overall cost of the railways. Because in the long term, the best way to limit fare increases is to do just that.
To sport, and one of the greatest players in the history of the competition is to return to the Premier League. Thierry Henry is poised to complete a two-month loan move to Arsenal, the team he twice won the title with. Chelsea boss Andre Villas-Boas jokes that it might benefit all the other sides just as much as the Gunners.
I think if it means Robbie Van Persie playing a little bit less, for me is great news, but... we are speaking about a tremendous addition to the Premiership.
And Catherine Jenkins and Gethin Jones have called off their engagement and have broken up. That's the latest. I'm Barry Weir.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm with you until 6. So thank you if you've just put up with my voice for the last hour. Thankfully, you won't have to speak. You won't have to speak. Of course, you won't have to speak unless you come into the radio, that is. You won't have to hear my voice as much this hour because, well, I'm going to be talking to someone else. So you're going to be hearing more of their voice. So make sure you stay tuned for that. It is Joanne Bra. She is the author of Therapeutic Yoga. And she's going to be chatting about her DVD and telling us all about yoga for therapeutic purposes in particular. So make sure you stay tuned for that here on Drive. If you want to get in touch with me today, please do so. It'd be lovely to hear from you today. You can tweet me, I am mindful to move. You'll find me on Facebook. My name is Gabriella Clark. And you can also email me here in the studio, radio@phoenixfm.com, or come and find me online at allthews.phoenixfm.com. So it'd be lovely to hear from you today. Here's Athlete.
You got wise. Coming out of your skin, you got tears making tracks. I got tears that are scared of the facts, running down corridors through automatic doors. Got to get to lights reflecting your eyes.
long corridors through automatic doors.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skin. Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Pressed the wrong button there. Okay, live incidents to report. The A129 South End Road in Billericay is closed in both directions between the Maple Mead Junction and the A176 Junction because of an accident involving two vehicles. And just ongoing roadworks to report. Narrow lanes and speed restriction of 50 miles per hour on the M25 in both directions between junction 29 and 30. Major roadworks on the A130 Sadler's Farm roundabout in South Benfleet at the A13 junction. And Wash Road is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. If you've got news of the queues, here's what to do.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on. Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than they say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. And baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild darts, video games. He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I'll tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built.
Radio advertising really does work, and here at Phoenix FM, our sales team are geared to helping you get your message across to your customers. Research shows that people do not switch off or turn over to avoid radio advertising, and so are available to listen to any message that is creative, relevant, and perhaps intriguing. Radio advertising is also one of the most cost-effective ways of promoting your business, and here at Phoenix, we'll guide you to the best value approach for you, whether it's spot advertising or sponsoring a show. Remember, radio is a friend, and it can work for you at surprisingly economical rates. Call Phoenix today on 01277 849931, and let us help you spread the word.
Are your prized possessions protected at home? How would your business be affected if you were broken into and essential equipment stolen? Peak Security Group has over 30 years of security experience, keeping your home and business secure. From CCTV, door entry and gate systems to intruder alarms, we guarantee you will get the right advice for your needs with free double warranty cover. Call us today on 01268 777 232, or visit us at peak-security.co.uk.
I'm holding on your rope, got me 10 feet off the ground, and I'm hearing what you say, but I just can't make a sound. Tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait, tell me that you're sorry, didn't think I'd turn around and say, I'm not afraid to
10 feet off the ground.
And that was One Republic Apologise. You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. Don't forget that very, very shortly, as promised, joining me in the studio today is Joanne Bra. She is a yoga therapist, and she's going to be telling me about a book and also about a DVD that she's created as well. But she's also going to be obviously starting off by talking about what yoga therapy is and what yoga is, and I'm going to ask her how she got into it all as well after I've had a look at the events guide for you.
Phoenix FM events guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Okay, on Sunday the 15th of January at 6 p.m, there's a Songs of Praise Carol service organised by the St Edmund and St Mary Church on the High Street in Ingatestone. It's a service of the 10 favourite hymns as voted for by the church's congregation. Followed by mince pies and sausage rolls. It's £1 for each carol voted for, and proceeds go towards the upkeep of the church. If you need to know more, you can contact Teresa on 0754 801 029, or if you completely missed that number, or my mistake just completely and utterly confused you, have a look at the website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events, for more details.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton, your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Right, I am now, as promised, joined in the studio by Joanne Bra. Hello.
Hi, Gabby.
Oh, good, good. I can hear you. I just am I pronouncing your name right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, good. That's a relief, because
you're pronouncing it as it is spelled.
Oh, good. Oh, right, that's it. If anyone wants to note down the name, but don't worry, I will say this again at the end. It's spelt J-I-W-A-N-B-R-A-R. Joanne, tell me, how are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
Just post Christmas and
yeah. Have you had a nice day in Brentwood so far? Because you've been in
A little bit of shopping
day
and
in
lunch.
Brentwood, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so you shop locally in Brentwood. We like that.
Not very much, you know, as I did before, because I used to live in Brentwood and now I live in Danbury.
Yes.
But when I did, so we like to come back.
Whereabouts did you used to live in Brentwood?
Can. Just around the corner from here.
It's a five-minute walk. But you and your husband, you still come to Brentwood a lot, don't you?
Yes, a lot.
It's good that you still that you still come a lot.
Yes.
Now, tell me something. How did you get into yoga?
I was originally, you know, initially in research at King's College in London, and was interested in oxygen therapy, how oxygen is delivered to cells in vitro and this genetics, and then decided to look into how, as human beings, we do that naturally.
Okay.
You know, we breathe, therefore we live, but then we're also given this way of holding our breath, breathing slowly, you know, when you panic or when you've had exams as a kid, people say, you know, take a deep breath. And so we do have that ability to control. So I wanted to go into the breath mechanism a little bit more, and oxygen delivery and how it affects other processes within the cells and our health as well. And I must say, to date, I've never been disappointed by that.
Wow. So tell me some of the benefits of this oxygen.
Well, oxygen, it's the very, if you look at yoga, it's a vast science, even within the breath itself. I'm sure, you know, everybody knows about the stretches and the amazing way we can develop the body with it. But the breath itself, there is such a science in it, and the simplest breath of breathing with your stomach and slowing down the breath out consciously will create such good sleep. It will relax your nervous system, therefore creating different chemicals within it and create what we call happy chemicals, I suppose, yeah. As we all know them. Endorphins, yeah. Serotonins, or, you know, whichever yeah. ones that we're all familiar with, you know, popularly. But there's nothing for sleep other than I personally would endorse a simple breath technique from yoga, from the vast amounts of other exercises and breath that it has. Just that one simple technique for good sleep. Good sleep rejuvenates, relaxes your muscles from the work of your day.
Yeah.
Create, you know, takes away the lactic acid from your muscles, helps your joints to be a little healthier from the day's work to the next day. So
do you think that perhaps our lifestyles have now become so fast and so stressful for many,
yes,
that it's almost like we're not actually breathing right.
Yes, well,
we're not breathing naturally, because if you suffer stress, and I don't know, I haven't actually met a person that's ever said, I have never felt stressed in my life. You know, could stress be the killer of our
yes
of this kind of yeah. century, because it causes so many health implications. And if we're not if we're constantly stressed, anxiety, stress, that the first thing that you stop breathing is breathing deeply. You do.
Yes.
And all of your breaths are short, and you can spend the whole day like this. Yeah. And it's because your lungs physically can't, because with stress and anxiety comes tightness in the chest.
That's right.
And if it's chronic, you'll eventually start getting chest pains as well. And then that causes yes. a lot of people to find out that they've got their anxiety, because then they go off to the doctor and they say, oh, I'm having terrible chest pains, I'm going to have a heart attack. And the doctor says, no, you've got anxiety. But, you know, this...
exactly, Gabby?
People are closing their lungs,
yes,
aren't they,
yes,
through anxiety.
Exactly. You've hit on it perfectly there. And that's exactly it. We need stress. We need adrenaline to yeah. make us rush around and do things. That's, some people term it as, inverted commas, positive stress. We do need some of that. But most of the time, it's there longer than we need it, and the chemicals that it creates still remain in the body and make us breathe in the same way, yet we don't need to breathe in that way, but we forget to switch off that breathing. We don't think about our breathing. So to be aware of it, to not breathe, for example, with the upper chest and bring it down to the stomach, you can revert the chemicals in your body quite simply. So therefore, you know, creating a relaxed atmosphere around you when you no longer need to rush around, because who thinks about their breathing? You're rushing around all day, you're at work, but in the evening you come home, you don't need to rush around, but your breathing is as if you're rushing around.
Well, yeah,
and
yeah,
you can't switch off.
Reverted.
Yes,
yeah.
But we're given the ability to control our breath and to make it do what we want it to do. And I think that is an untapped reserve we have in human health, which is so simple to do and there for everybody
should
to tap into. And we're just not doing it. It's all in the doing. I can talk about it for hours and hours and hours, but that one simple technique, if we just did it, you'd all feel the benefits. You know, it's just an amazing
and
part of yoga.
And also, this technique should be the first thing that
yes.
is instructed for someone to do.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Oxygen
yes.
is vital to life. Before, you know...
Well, that's why we all breathe. But how?
Yeah, yeah.
We bring that oxygen to the muscle tissues and our nervous systems is another thing that we should be more educated, perhaps, in.
Yeah.
Or trained in.
And I think it helps explain
aware
why medicine now, the medical profession... is really not working, and we're starting to see a lot of evidence for that as well.
Yes.
You know, people yeah they're living longer, but they're not living healthier, so what's the point in living longer? And the thing is that the number, the first thing, it sounds to me like the first thing on the prescription should be, right, I'm going to now teach you breathing technique. Mm. And that's even before people like yes. me come along. People yes. that say, I'm now going to teach you how to exercise. Yes. I'm now going to teach you how to eat naturally. You know, that's before I, you know, someone yes. like me even gets there. It's like, right, well, first of all, what do we need for life? We need oxygen. We need breath. That, mm. that comes before you can even eat, yes. doesn't it?
Yes.
I suppose you kind of, it's as simple as mm. using the example of birth. Mm. What is the first thing a child does is take its breath, doesn't yes. it? That's how you know that it's all gone so well. Mm. Mm. And it makes perfect, and I love the way your background, it sounds like it started very, very scientific, even though, yes, you were studying oxygen. Oxygen is very natural, a natural thing, an yes. actual element for you to be studying, but it still came from a medical background.
My interest in originally, as you introduced me as, it was exactly just to see how this one molecule makes a difference to the whole world. You know, we're all made of it. That's why we exist, and how we can use it at a greater level for health. And it's never let me down so far. And beyond that, I think yoga is about delivering the oxygen to the joints and the muscle tissues through the circulation, through the organs, and also the glands in the body, which control all the hormones. So when we in yoga, when we talk about chakras, we're talking about the glandular systems within the whole body. And feeding those with good circulatory ability. And when you take in oxygen, you're also opening the circulation to these glands. You're opening the circulation to the muscle tissues. You're opening the circulation to the joints. So a lot else is happening other than the nervous system just creating different chemicals, as we spoke of earlier. So there is an immense wealth of health, you could say, just within that one system. So therefore, the physical part of yoga comes in, where you're stretching the joints very gently, only according to your ability to deliver this oxygen and that circulation through them, to just nourish them a little bit more.
Open
it all up.
Encourage
yes.
blood flow.
Yes, to relax it, create yeah. better sleep. Believe me, you always sleep better if you did a few slow breaths in the evening. Always yeah. sleep better.
Yeah, it's amazing, because it's having crossover into what I'm studying, which is hypnotherapy, as my yes. listeners know. So, and that's how you induce hypnosis on someone. You have to get them to slow down their breathing.
Also,
it's a sign for, obviously, a hypnotherapist needs yes. to know when his subject is hypnotized.
Yes. I suppose you'd look at their breath.
That is the exact way you yes. know, because yes. it kind of looks like they're sleeping, even though they're not. They yes. can still hear you. That's yeah. their stomach rises yes. and their yes. breath completely changes. When they've reached a hypnotic
state. I mean, as a therapist, as you would probably know, when you watch somebody's breathing, you just know where they are and what they're thinking.
Yeah.
As soon as there's a stressful thought or a thinking thought, their breath changes slightly. You know, I've always noticed that within my one-to-one patients, the people whom I have seen over the last 20 years. And you just immediately, you catch on to this. You know, the breath tells you a story.
I think you've really helped with a personality like mine today, because you're helping to explain yoga on a scientific level. And I think that does the book that you've contributed, or I don't know, are you the main author of your
book? Well, it's with Dr.
book?
Ali, who's, I mean, that's actually, the book is quite old. It's over 12 yeah. years old now.
Okay, so would you say it's outdated? Or do you
yes,
think it's
I mean, I would have liked to have updated it even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I've been meaning to do that. And then I created this DVD, because most of my clients, patients, whatever you want to call them, they really wanted me to do a DVD, which I was shy of doing for a long time, and then eventually gave in and did one. So that's actually an update on the book. at the moment.
Yeah,
which is just by me and with a fantastic director who has, you know, who's known within the field.
Yes,
completely. So it's been amazing doing that, and the reviews I've been getting from the book were very encouraging, which brought me down to give me the confidence, you could say, to do the DVD as well.
So this,
and therefore the DVD happened.
What's the DVD called?
It's called Therapeutic Yoga: The Foundation.
Therapeutic Yoga: The Foundation, and this might actually make it might be worth people buying this because of the background you've come from. It might be worth people getting this that have up until now been of the disposition or of the view that yoga is, you know, it's too religious or it's too airy-fairy, because this is the problem where you get with, and it's the same when you speak about energy flow and then you start to speak about how good acupressure is because it works on meridians, and you start going down into that language and then people get lost.
Yes.
You know, if you start talking about meridians and all sorts of things like that, and as you say, chakras, people are like, oh no, that sounds a bit airy fairy. Is it a bit religious? Have I got to be? I don't know. Have I got to be of a sudden religious? You know, it sounds a bit Eastern, and they're like, oh,
I totally agree with the idea of that, and I totally understand it because I would be thinking the same.
There's a reason. If Western medicine was everything, there's a reason why Eastern medicine has not died, because the East have followed the West on things that they have thought that's worth following.
Yes.
So
we always think about yoga as originating from the East, of course, which is where it originally came from. But the West has followed it on much more and allowed it to blossom. And it's universal now. You know, I don't think, I mean, if we don't, the historical facts are there of where it came from. But in terms of its need as human people on this earth and the universe, we're all, you know, the world is a village, as they say now.
Yeah.
So it's all getting smaller and smaller. Even the universe, we can't touch it, but we'd like to. And yoga is a system of health, human health, in terms of mind and body, soul, spirit, wherever you like it to take you. It's a whole universe of health. However you want to explore it, it's there. For me, at the moment, it is just about health, which we all want. And I've been blessed enough.
Where does yoga originate, apart from its, obviously, its geographical? Where does it originate?
Well, most people think about the Buddha, and the Buddha being an Indian prince.
Is that where it originates?
Yes. I mean, you'd have, it's about 3,000 BC, some would say, and other historical facts is 2,500 BC. And what is now Pakistan used to be part of what was India before Pakistan came about in 1947. So, you know, before that, and we're talking 3,000 BC.
So it originates with Asia. With a prince, basically.
Yes. Yes, Buddha.
Who is Buddha?
Yes,
but Buddha doesn't mean Buddha. Doesn't have to mean. What I mean is I'm trying to get to the point. So Buddha was a prince.
Yes.
Yeah? So it doesn't even need to go down the Buddhist route.
No.
Route. You know, at the end of the day, all you need to know is that yoga originates.
It's
with
a prince who wanted
that
to
happened to be called Buddha, and maybe Buddhism has.
He was
out
known
of
as
that.
Buddha later. Gautama.
Yeah. So it's just originated with one man, you know, in the same way we all use light.
Who wanted to find himself.
We all use light.
And humanity, the health and
created by one man. Yes. So it's just a man. It doesn't have to
the good
be a
of mankind.
You know, I am am religious, but it doesn't mean that you have to be of a certain religious disposition.
No,
to
not at all.
To enjoy yoga, and it doesn't mean that you practicing yoga means that you're going against your religion. You know, no. It doesn't have to mean all of those things. You know, all you need to know is that a guy called Buddha, you know, who was a prince, created it.
Yes.
I just like to get that message across, because I know a lot of people that won't go near it for the religious connections it has, and it doesn't. But it does go to show that a lot of spiritual people do yoga, and a lot of religious people do, from all different religions, because they understand how important it is to nourish the body with the things, with the natural elements we have been given on this earth to nourish it with. There's a reason why we have these things, because it creates, it's essential for life.
Yes.
And I said that I wasn't going to talk to you for the whole duration, but I think I'm going to have to now, because I'm now going to ask you another question.
Okay, go on.
Are you okay, though? You're not going to dry out?
No. Right. Fine so far. It's been really exciting being here. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for coming in. But I now want to kind of address this issue that we have around men doing yoga.
Okay.
A lot of men struggle with their flexibility, and it's, you know, it's not natural really for a man. Well, it depends who the man is, what sort of lifestyle he leads, but a lot of women are more flexible than men, and there's nothing wrong with that. But what about those men that, you know, I see them in the gym all the time. All they do is strength train, and they barely do any stretching. They might occasionally stretch their chest a little bit, you know, but they would not dream of doing yoga, you know. So how do you encourage men to do yoga?
Well, actually, when I first started, it was their wives or girlfriends, I must admit, who said to them, and that once they got into it, they wouldn't be without it even now. You know, I would say at least half of my clients in the past have been men, but only gradually. Initially, no. So they were always encouraged by women. But you know, I would say to men, listen, if you want to get out of bed with a skip and a hop or whatever, instead of saying, oh, I'm aching from this, from my work at the gym or work, or I haven't slept very well, then do yoga. Try it. Give it a go. It's not about male or female. It's about just being human. We've all got the same joints.
And it will,
so go for it.
The other thing that they need to understand is that it will benefit your strength training. It will make you stronger.
Yes.
You will be able to lift more weight.
Well, you have the leverage then at the joints. And if you lengthen the tendons at the joints because you're stretching them, then you have the leverage to contract the muscle tissues more.
Yeah.
So it would, yes, as you're saying, in that way, yes. You know, it has less injuries.
Yeah.
Look at Ryan Giggs.
Yeah, he does.
All you men who follow football out there.
And also Pilates. Now, when we talk about Pilates does actually come from yoga, doesn't it? I'm pretty sure that Pilates...
Some of the movements in Pilates is much, much younger than yoga.
Yes, I thought and that was the case.
I think about... Forgive me, all those Pilates people out there, if it's not at least 100 years old or something like that. But many of the Pilates movements are from yoga. For example, you know, I would tell some of my clients who'd come in and they've done Pilates before with a back problem or something like that. They say, oh, I've done this in Pilates. It's the bridge. Yes. Or this is the cat. Yes. And those are exactly the names you'd associate with the yogic postures.
Yeah.
The same way, but minus the breathing. The breathing is quite different in Pilates. Pilates does encourage you to breathe the diaphragm, as yoga does, but it does also encourage you to hold the core, the stomach muscles, so where your belly button is, pressed against your spine all the time, therefore holding your spine. So it's very alignment-orientated in terms of your back, Pilates.
Right.
It's very good for that and strengthening and stabilizing the hips. But breathing wise, if you know, at least three different personality types within the general population. So if you're a type which is easily anxious and always doing things and always rushing around and everything else, you probably need a little bit more of the yogic breathing than the Pilates. If you're not that type and you're more relaxed in your disposition naturally, and Pilates probably work for you in terms of sleep and breath as well.
Mm.
So it's actually much more subtle, the difference between Pilates and yoga in terms of the personality type that you are. You know, I'm sure even within a family you'd see somebody who's more relaxed naturally and somebody who's rushing around all the time. It's not as good or bad, but a little bit of yoga, more yoga for one type would be more beneficial to their health than somebody else who's naturally relaxed. Maybe they need more Pilates to stabilize their joints. I'm all for Pilates as well. You know, it's just, I wouldn't be without yoga myself all my life. And it's something I want the whole world to do. I want the whole world to breathe in that way.
The world needs to learn to just slow down. Breathe.
Slowing down means also you get a clarity.
I do it to myself sometimes because I've been rushing around so much. And you know what? I just stop where I am, and I say to myself, just breathe.
Breathe.
And that's all I say to myself. And as I do, I just stand there breathing.
Well,
and it's just, it can transform a situation for you in that split second. And you will get on with your day so much better than if you just carried on in that frame of mind that you were before.
Yes.
If you just stop, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be, you are actually going to be even more productive, because if you've got clarity of mind, you can think straight.
That's right.
And although you may feel like you're going 1,000 miles an hour, and oh yeah, you're getting all of this done, and perhaps you've sent 10,000 emails, and you know, blah blah blah, your mind can be so rushed.
You've missed the moment.
That you're missing the quality
of that moment, and it's just closed in to what you want.
Your emails.
You think
might
you
not
should be achieving
good
on the day. Yes.
Well, I mean, really,
and the result in life might not be that good.
Yeah. And for people that are very business minded, it has a lot to say for business. You know, if you're in a better frame of mind when you're trying to, I don't know, make a sale, then you'll be much more likely to make that sale.
Look, you know, we think of yoga as meditation too, but I never teach that. I'm very much an advocate of that, of meditation. But once we breathe and slow down and calm the mind, you'll find the answers yourself. Wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
You know.
Fantastic. There's so much more I want to ask you, but we're going to have to wrap it up now.
Well, we're talking about the whole universe in about a few minutes. I mean, that's incredible, right?
You're going to have to come back again, Juwan.
I would love to.
Now, is your book, sorry, not the book, is the, because you're saying the DVD the is book, much more up to date.
Yes.
Is the book worth reading then?
Well, I'm Amazon.
Yeah.
Has it? Yes,
okay.
Yes.
What is the book called?
It's published by Ebury Press, and it's called Therapeutic Yoga.
Yeah.
As well. I mean, it's the only book that's called that, so you can't miss it.
And it's by a doctor as well?
Ali and myself.
Ali. A-L-I.
A-L-I.
A-L-I, everyone. I'm writing it down as well. But your DVD is called Therapeutic Yoga Foundation.
The Foundation. Just the basic things that you need to learn about yoga.
If you're
your
already
posture.
Doing yoga, you better do this DVD, because you should have done this at the very beginning. But then we didn't know about this, did we? So we've just learned. Gabby's learned. I did start learning yoga when I was 14, so very naive age to start learning anyway. And the DVD definitely wasn't out
any
when I was
age.
14. And where
learn
is
learn it
that?
When you're 40, learn where it when you're it? 80. Start when you're 80. It's never
no,
too late.
No, but I'm saying I should have started later, because I'd have more knowledge. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, no, knowledge. It's in the doing, Gabby, It's in the doing.
It's in the doing.
Taking a simple thing about it that benefits you and just doing that, repeating it day to day.
Now, Therapeutic Yoga, the Foundation, where is that available?
Well, that's only from my company at the moment, so I'd have to just give you my number. My website is going to be available, I think, that address from next month, end of next month. I wouldn't like to give you that now.
Okay. What's your number?
It's 07956
07956 262 418.
So if anybody's interested in any questions or any ideas on it.
Here at Phoenix FM, we have Joanne's contact details as well. And I know where to find her husband. So I'm sure I can get hold of her if you're interested. But when your website's up and running, you have to come in again.
Yes.
That'd be fantastic.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you.
Brilliant. And we'll have to chat more
Fantastic.
About this.
Fantastic.
Massive thank you to Joanne for coming in today.
Thank you, Gabby.
Have a safe drive home. Speaking of roads, I'm just going to go to the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
The A129 South End Road in Billericay is closed in both directions between the Maple Mead Junction and the A176 Junction because of an accident involving two vehicles. There's slow traffic on the A130 southbound in Chelmsford between the Boreham Interchange and Sainsbury's, and slow traffic on the A1099 Springfield Road in both directions in Chelmsford between the Highbridge Road Junction and the B1137 Springfield Road Junction. And slow traffic on the A114 Van Diemen's Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddow Road at the Army and Navy. Don't forget the Wash Road is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work, and there are narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 because of ongoing roadworks.
Mum, I want to talk to you about...
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Mum, I want to talk to you about the things you've packed to take to your new care home tomorrow.
Yes, darling?
Well, you've packed your dancing shoes.
That's right, darling. They have all sorts of entertainment at Anisha Grange, and I want to be ready to party.
Well, what about these dirty old gardening gloves?
For the gardening club, darling. They have raised beds, so I don't have to bend and hurt my knees. I'm going to grow my famous tomatoes.
Right. Well, can you tell me why you've packed this popcorn machine?
No, don't be silly, darling. That's for the cinema there.
Anisha Grange in Billericay will offer exceptional residential, nursing and dementia care from September. To view the show suite, call 658 529 or visit hummockcarehomes.co.uk.
Driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years' experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy to Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
Join me, Jules Batazzi, for Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Whether you want to improve your fitness, discover complementary therapies, get the lowdown on the latest surgical breakthroughs, or simply hear all the latest news from the world of health, you'll find it all on Body Talk. It's the show that can inspire you and motivate you, and maybe even change your life. That's Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Show together.
surrender. My determination came a creeping across the nation. Two more steps for anyone, so you can take home everyone, 'cause it's only just begun. Sweet surrender. Hey, little fella, hey, now your show's together. I never wanted you to listen before, so why should I walk out the door? Stick around now.
Stick around now.
And so the story goes on through the night. It's only begun.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Okay, on Thursday the 19th of January at 7:45pm, the theatrical costumer organised by the Brentwood Museum Society is going to be a talk by Anne Harty. It's only £3 to go along and it will be held at the Gwendolyn Lewis Room of Shenfield Parish Hall, Hutton Road in Shenfield. If you need to know more or want to see a full list of our events, go on to our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
And I've just seen Joanne out the door. Wow, what a fantastic discussion. Perhaps it was completely boring for you, and perhaps you nearly fell asleep in our discussion. If so, I'm afraid to say that I think you're quite ignorant. And I'll tell you for why, because the breath is essential to life, as you've probably got the gist by now. And it's a bit like me. I was chatting to someone earlier and I was talking about health. And I said I get a bit frustrated when people don't acknowledge their health, because health is what makes living this life completely possible. And the longer you neglect it, the worse it's going to get, basically. And I know that's a little bit, perhaps a bit scary, but it is the truth. Eventually we all die, believe it or not. But I kind of think that in our modern society, a lot of people just brush that aspect of life completely under the carpet. It's like this guy, the chap that was killed over Christmas, and what the father, instead of turning around and saying yes, take as long as you need to find the to find the murderer, he's actually asked that his boy's body, they just hurry up and finish with it, because he just wants his boy's body back, because because what they'll do for the funeral, like we call it, I don't know if they'll call it a funeral, but that is such an important part of someone's life as well, isn't it? So let's not fail to realise that and think of all of the loved ones at this time that you've lost as well, and be glad that they lived.
A great philosopher once wrote, "Naughty, naughty, very naughty."
And he goes by the name of Ebenezer Good. His friends call him Easer, and he is the main geezer. And he vibe up the place like no other man could. He's refined, he's sublime, he makes you feel fine. They're very much maligned and misunderstood. But if you know Easer, he's a real crowd pleaser. He's ever so good, he's Ebenezer Good. You see that he's mischievous, mysterious and devious. When he circulates amongst the people in the place, once you know he's fun, a something of a genius. He gives a grin that goes around face to face to face. Backwards and then forwards and then backwards. Easer is a geezer, he loves to muscle in. That's about the time the crowd has shouted the name of Easer. He's clutched in the corner laughing by the base bin. Design. The party ignites like he's coming alive. It takes you to the top, shakes you all around and back down. You know as he gets mellow, then it's smooth as a groove that is making you move. He glides into your mind with a sunny hello. A gentleman of leisure, he's there for your pleasure. But go easy on old Easer, he's a love you can lose. Extraordinary fellow like Mr. Punchinella. He's the kind of geezer who must never be abused. When you're in town and Ebenezer is around, you can set the presence in the sand of the crowd. He gets them all out. The party starts rocking, the people get excited. He's quite a shout, lad.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Sky News Centre at 4, Greater Manchester Police have confirmed the family of the murdered student Anoush Bidvey found out about his death on Facebook. The 23-year-old student was shot dead in Salford in the early hours of Boxing Day. Speaking from India, his father, Subhash Bidvey, said he was dismayed at the way he found out about the incident.
I have no words about it. Anyway, this was very difficult to understand.
Meanwhile, three people who were arrested as part of the investigation have been released on bail. Two others remain in custody. A 10-month-old baby girl has died after being admitted to hospital on Boxing Day.